Dictation for Rakesh, R-A-K-E-S-H, Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, May 1844, addressed as a letter to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, 463-2249. Dear Mrs. Barnhart, follow-up for daughter Saxena, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit October. Since the last visit, was in the emergency room for atypical chest pain. Eventually went to Cleveland Clinic for second opinion. They review all his records. There was no need for invasive interventions. They advised him to maximize statin, Zetia, aspirin, and looking for a LDL of 50 or below. Also saw urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U, because of urinary symptoms. They advised Detrol and Flomax. He hasn't tolerated Detrol because of dry mouth that was discontinued. Severe back pain with some weakness, mostly left-sided more than right. Severe spinal stenosis. Underwent laminectomy, neurosurgeon at Lansing, L-A-N-S-I-N-G, late part of March. No complications, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no infection, no urinary retention. Briefly took 4 or 5 doses of Celebrex over a 2-week period. He was having severe numbness, burning feeling on the right knee, which is improved but it still remains. Otherwise, review system remains negative. I review medications. I want to highlight the Avapro was decreased from 150 to, excuse me, Avapro is at 150 milligrams. Cardinzane was discontinued, placed on metoprolol because of telemetry. Holter monitor shows a 4-beat SVT. Off cardinzane, omeprazole, off Detrol, tolerating Flomax. It started on Lyrica for the neuropathy. On Zetia, Lipitor up to 40. Remains on metformin, tolerating Flomax. Next paragraph. Pressing weight 154 is stable. Blood pressure 95/64. Alert to intestine 3. Wife, which is a doctor, is also visiting. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry, few days ago. Low sodium, high potassium, and metabolic acidosis, which is new. Normal nutrition, calcium, creatinine 1.17, which is baseline, and that will represent a GFR in the upper 50s, lower 60s. Anemia 10.4, normal white blood cell platelets, normal liver function test, PTH 143. He has prior partial parathyroid surgery because of pseudogout. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled, tolerating new medication metoprolol on a full dose of Avapro. However, given the recent change of potassium electrolytes, I'm going to decrease the Avapro to 75, monitor blood pressure at home. Next number, stable kidney function, stage 3 or better. New low sodium and high potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, blood test to be updated on the next few days. Because of high potassium, we are decreasing the Avapro. The low sodium concentration could represent activity of ADH given the recent back surgery. on the blood test in a few days, we're going to check a urine sodium and osmolality. He's instructed to keep fluid restriction, presently no more than a liter a day. I have no objections about increasing sodium intake and protein in the diet. Next number, metabolic acidosis, not symptomatic, no diarrhea. Monitor chemistries. Next number, non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Follow through Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K, and Cleveland Clinic. Medications were adjusted and no invasive intervention. Next number, pseudogout. There was a question, a component of hyperparathyroidism. Partial parathyroid surgery was done. PTH remains elevated, above expected for the degree of kidney function. At the same time, there has been normal calcium, no recurrence of his arthritis symptoms. Next number, low level of albumin in the urine. For now, ARB loss ABA-PRO decreased because of high potassium and the new blood test being done. All issues discussed with Dr. Saxena and wife. End of dictation.